Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of a late arrival here. This is Michael Collins Piper. No, I'm not coming to you from Washington. I am still on the road, enjoying myself, but nonetheless doing quite a bit of work. Mentioned on Monday that I am, or was, hoping to be wrapping up a new manuscript for a new book, and it looks like today I pretty much made the final dent. Now, the tough work begins, putting it all together, making sure I spell the words right, and all sorts of other little things that you have to do if you make the pretense of being a writer. I also, of course, make the pretense of being a radio show host here, but thank God you, the listeners out there, tolerate me, and of course also contribute to this program by calling in. In fact, I'm going to encourage you to call in here tonight to chat at me and with me and maybe even about me, since I don't have any paperwork in front of me. You know, of course, usually I have a big pile of news clippings. Well, I didn't see the newspaper today, and I haven't been on the Internet, so the world outside this small corner of the earth where I am right now could have ended, and I wouldn't even know anything about it. So I guess it's going to be up to you to tell me what's going on, or at least maybe your interpretation of what's going on, and I may agree with it, and then again, I may disagree with it. I might argue with you, and then I might not argue with you. Sometimes when I am in the mood and feeling generous, I open up the airwaves even to fools. That doesn't mean that I'm inviting Eric Hufschmidt to call in, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have to have Eric on the show sometime when I'm in the mood for a good laugh. In any case, you are welcome to call in here, folks. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I hope you'll be very patient with me this evening since I don't have my computer in front of me, and I'm going to have to rely upon my trusty producer to tell me who's calling in, assuming that somebody does choose to call in. This is your chance to shine. I hear the music playing, folks. We're going to a break. Pay close attention to the commercials that you hear on Republic Broadcasting, because there's a lot of good information that you can be, that you can obtain from those good people who sponsor this network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. As I said last time I spoke with you here, I don't have one of my scripts in front of me for any of our good sponsors here for the network, so I'm just going to give a catch-all endorsement here tonight for our sponsors out there, because they do make this network programming possible. A lot of alternative health products out there I hear advertised on this network, and you know, I'm going to try some of them. There's some investment advice available to you out there from good patriots. We have Republic Trading. We have this network itself, which makes books and videos available to you and other products. So I strongly encourage you to patronize as many of our advertisers as you can, because they do help keep this network in operation. And I can say that with authority, because I know that the advertisers who help keep American Free Press going do provide American Free Press a great deal of much-needed revenue. Kind of funny, you know, there at American Free Press over the years and in the old spotlight before it, we'd take advertisements from a lot of different people with opinions that didn't necessarily agree with one another, or even necessarily with the editorial policy of American Free Press, but or the spotlight before it. But, you know, the fact is, these are people who have something to say or a good product to sell, and we don't need to quibble about those differences, because in the end, those sponsors do help bring you the information that you do get right here in this network. So that's my catch-all endorsement tonight, and a very heartfelt catch-all endorsement. So please do patronize those advertisers. Now, we're going to have basically open phones here tonight. We already have a couple callers lined up, including one from my stomping grounds in the District of Columbia. And that's Bob. So we're going to go ahead and bring Bob up. Bob, are you there?
Mike, how are you?
How you doing tonight, Bob?
I'm pretty good. I don't know if you got my email or not a few weeks ago.
Haven't checked my email in almost a week now.
I don't blame you.
That's one of the benefits of being away from the computer, is that you don't worry about the email, but then when you get back and open up the computer, you see all that email that you still need to listen to and respond to. So I'll be getting it eventually. But go ahead, Bob.
Well, that's good. I just want a couple of things. I just wanted to let you know that our friend in Staunton now is residing in the Southwest, and he is happier than ever and has a computer.
You are, of course, referring to
Eustace Mullins. Right, exactly.
Now, you say he's in the Southwest. Do you mean the Southwest United States?
Yep.
Well, good for Eustace Mullins.
Yep. Yeah, some friends down there sort of ventured the idea to come down, and he jumped on it.
Now, that's good. Eustace had been in a nursing home there in Virginia for a while, and so I'm glad to hear that. He's, I guess, out of the nursing home and set up shop in the Southwest.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I can guarantee you the weather in the Southwest is a lot better than it is in Washington, D.C. area. So.
And that nursing home was not a good place from the contact that I have down there, a very, very good friend of Eustace's, I got to tell you, Mike, that really gives me a lot of relief because every moment I was worried about Eustace. I was hoping that the Japanese people would, the people over there would take him over there. But he's in a good place now.
I'm very, very glad to hear that. And, of course, Eustace has a lot of friends and admirers out there in the RBN audience. So I'm glad to hear that.
So that's some good news.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for letting me know about that because I wouldn't have known that.
Yep. One other thing. You were talking Monday night about racism and all that.
Right.
The key thing is I'm a racist myself. I just do not understand people that are afraid of being racist. I mean, how can you possibly respect other races if you don't love and respect your own?
Well, you know, I tell you, that's very, very interesting, and I agree 100% with your position there. But, you know, it's very, very interesting. Just over the last several days, I've had conversations with a number of people who, it's very, very interesting, they would not call themselves racists, but at the same time, they would recoil at the thought of being called racist.
Of the Jewish media's...
Well, what's interesting is I brought up the name of David Duke,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, of course, David Duke is constantly attacked as a racist. And these people who were making remarks of a nature that could have come right out of the mouth of David Duke were quick to assure me that they were not racists and haters like David Duke. They were just people with opinions about race relations in this country. So it just goes to show you how the mass media can impact upon the minds of nice, average, normal, everyday people.
It was an ongoing process of 50 years or more. I can tell you this, Mike. You're about, what, 45 now or so?
I'll be 48, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay. Close
but
enough.
I'm 60. I've seen it, and I had to live through it, and it's in my bones, and I saw it all the way, and it isn't a one-stop shop. This thing happened in the 50s and increasingly in the 60s and obviously in 65 with the immigration policies of Emanuel Sellers and Jake Javits, and then in the 70s and 80s and 90s. But it's the Jewish control of the media, and really it's an attack on the middle class. And because the white element of the middle class is the largest element, it's an attack on white people in general. And, you know, we got to stand up and say, hey, I don't mind being a racist.
You're right about that, too. That's interesting because it really is. That's an interesting and very much on point that the middle class has always been kind of in the middle of the vice, so to speak,
with the media
clamping down. And at the same time, what's interesting is I don't personally think that there would be as much black racism towards whites, which very much does exist. There wouldn't be a lot of that attitude towards whites and the constant refrain about racism and oppression if it weren't for the fact that the Jewish-controlled mass media in this country has deliberately stoked up those attitudes.
A very interesting thing that I've heard just recently, some black leaders were holding white people to task, stating that North America is a white continent. They're admitting it right up front. They're saying North America is a white continent. You folks are giving up your responsibility of leadership, and we expect that of you, and you're giving it up. And John DeNugent told me this just a day or two ago. I talked to him, and he met some people. And it's just very interesting that if you get black racists together with white racists and others, I mean, we respect our own race and we love our own races and we respect them also. But we know who the enemy is. We do know who the enemy is. And you know what? The jig's up. It's just a matter of time.
Well, you know, that's interesting because, you know, I recall back in 1988 when David Duke was then a candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. That's before he ended up as the Populist Party's presidential candidate and then was elected as a Republican of the Louisiana State Legislature. I recall actually taking a picture myself of David Duke raising his hands in the classic victory stance with a number of black nationalist leaders wearing traditional African garb.
Well, the best the best one I've seen is Tom Metzger with the, I don't know who it was. It was one of those San Francisco groups linked to the Black Symbionese Liberation Front or one of them. But it was just outrageous. But the thing is, when you talk to people who are leaders of their own race, true leaders, not the controlled leaders, but true leaders of their own races, then you're talking turkey. If you're not talking to them or at their level, then you're in somebody else's camp, and you may not know it. But
you know, I've had the pleasure of meeting many years ago. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam a couple times, actually. Once at a by invitation only rally of his primary supporters at the Kennedy Center in Washington. Later, I had the opportunity, the honor of being a guest of honor at one of his big rallies in D.C. But in any case, later, with the spotlight, we sat down with Minister Farrakhan and interviewed him at some length. And I want to tell you something. I heard more sense coming out of the mouth of Louis Farrakhan regarding race relations in this country and the U.S. attitude toward the nations of the third world than I ever heard coming out of nice liberals like Bill Clinton or compassionate conservatives like George W. Bush. And I can tell you that I would far again rather sit down with Louis Farrakhan than I would want to sit down with either Bill Clinton or George W. Bush.
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. This is what's interesting, too, that the mass media in this country has repeatedly tried to demonize what I consider to be a responsible, serious, genuine black leader like Louis Farrakhan, but at the same time glorify troublemakers who don't have the interests of blacks at heart. So, Bob, stay tuned. Stay on there. We're going to the break.
Sure enough. Thanks, Mike.
All righty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the break. Stay tuned here. Listen to those commercials. You'll learn something. May find a product that you want to buy from one of our advertisers.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All our times have come. Here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't feel the reaper. Do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
We can be like they are.
Come on, baby.
Don't feel the reaper.
Baby, take my hand.
Don't feel the reaper.
We'll be able to fly.
Don't feel the reaper.
Baby, I'm your man. La, la, la.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, struggling along. You know, before the break, we have Bob from D.C. aboard with us. Before the break, I was talking about Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam and a variety of other black nationalist organizations and groups that have consistently been demonized by the mass media in this country. I would add, as an afterthought, that I think one of the positive aspects of the what we call the Ron Paul Revolution has been that Ron Paul has put forth a philosophy, whether you agree with all of it, or most of it, or portions of it, Ron Paul has put forth a philosophy that likewise provides a way to make peace between the races by breaking up the traditional paradigm of liberal versus conservative. He's taken on this big brother government that has been so responsible for setting up this welfare state, setting up this police state that has, in fact, I think, exploited the black people of this country. I mean, we know that it's been the CIA and other intelligence agencies working, yes, dare I say it, with Israel's Mossad to bring drugs into this country. And while drugs obviously hurt everybody, illicit drugs hurt everybody, the fact is that one of the primary reasons for crime, black-on-black crime and black-on-white crime in this country, is the large influence of illicit drugs. And that, you know, that may not be the only reason we have a large element of black crime in this country and a reason for so many blacks being in our prison systems and going through this revolving door in and out of jail, but the fact is this has been an element there, also with this welfare state that has made blacks dependent on a really corrupt and really ugly system that has perpetuated all of the problems we see in the black community. So I think in that respect, Ron Paul has provided an opportunity to talk about race without talking about race directly, because I think a lot of the solutions that he provides as alternatives to the garbage we've been getting from the liberal hyphen conservative establishment in this country do provide some of the answers, or at least point in direction to resolving a lot of the racial problems we do have in this country. Maybe not all of them, it may not resolve it forever, but he's providing an alternative. Bob, I gave a little lecture there. I didn't mean to cut you off. Did you have any further comments?
Well, now that you bring up the drug and really the crack cocaine, Gary Webb, that great investigative journalist, gave his life in December of 2004. He was suicided with two shots to the head. They claimed it was a suicide. And he exposed the whole CIA connection, along with one of his informants was a guy by the name of Freeway Ricky Ross.
Right, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and what travesty. Travesty upon travesty. Travesty upon travesty. And then we get, for me, the easy one is World Trade Center 7.
There we go.
I mean, that one, I had called for people, pretty much we should just go out and lynch Larry Silverstein and worry about the law later. Because that guy is not just a criminal, but he is one of the most evil people in this country today.
Actually, I personally wouldn't recommend lynching him, because I think it would be better to put the guy on trial, because if
we can
if
put him
on
trial after he's swung.
Well, I'll tell you what, there will be a day of the rope in this mm-hmm. country, and I look forward to helping tie mm-hmm. some of those nooses.
You're right.
Listen, Bob, I have to move on.
Mike.
All right, good talking to you. Okay, we have Chris, I believe, in Tennessee. Chris, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
How you doing tonight?
Well, Mike, there's one story I wanted to pass on to you, and it's pretty amazing. One truck driver, the guy's name is Dan Little, in Clayton, Missouri, decided that he had enough with fuel prices and decided to strike. He started out with 600 truckers, and now he's up to over 1,000. The story is at Quad, Q-U-A-D, citytimes.com. And the story you want to see is truckers going broke and threaten to strike. And basically, fuel right now, diesel, Mike, is $4 a gallon, and a truck gets three miles to a gallon. And they're trying to ask some help from our government to lower taxes or to give them some kind of break, because the guys...
Hey, Chris, I tell you what, we're coming up to a break here. I'm sorry about that. I don't have my regular clock in front of me. You hang on for the break, Chris. I want to talk about this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to a break. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Chris from Tennessee. The story of the striking truckers. Good for them.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, currently babysitting two large dogs and three very large cats, all of which somehow seem to get along. They occasionally bite one another, but they're all pretty friendly. Anyway, we have Chris aboard from Tennessee bringing us some very good news about one lone trucker out there who is mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore, and he's reaching out to other truckers. Chris, go ahead. You were giving us a website.
Yes, sir. It's Quad City, Q-U-A-D City, C-I-T-Y, Times, T-I-M-E-S. Just go to that website and look on the right-hand side, and you'll see the story about the truckers going broke and threatening the strike. And he's starting. Now, the strike is going to take place from April 1st, the week of April, so it'll be the first through the 6th or 7th. If you need something at the store, stock up. I don't know how it's really starting to gain a lot of speed. I don't know, have you ever had to read a lot of stuff during the day, Mike, and then you lose a story? It took me 45 minutes to research the story.
Happens to me all the time.
The other thing I thought that was pretty interesting is that our truckers, you know, they pay road taxes and the tags on one truck is $1,700 a year. But when Israel invaded Lebanon about, you know, 6 or 7 months ago, they wanted the United States taxpayer to pay for their diesel fuel for their trucks. Remember that, Mike?
No, I didn't remember that, but I'm glad you remembered it. That's a very interesting point.
Yeah, they wanted the United States taxpayer to give them something like, I don't know, $900,000 to reimburse those tanks and trucks that they use. And the other issue is that they want euros now instead of dollars. Dollars are not acceptable for them. But this guy, Mike, he's about 60-something years old. He's mad as hell, and these are the independent truckers. These are like the Jimmy Hoffa type of guys that first started. And everything was sincere about it. And basically, at $4 a gallon, the guys are saying, I can't afford my truck. This is the only thing I know. We need help. We're Americans.
Let me tell you something. Something I found out over the years, over the past 25 years or so, it's amazing how much in tune America's truckers are. Truckers, local truckers, long-distance truckers, you name it, it's amazing how much in tune these men and women are to the problems of this country. You know, they see it, you know, in their travels. They understand it better than a lot of people. And I can tell you over the years that I've always been surprised to see the number of truckers who have been readers of the Spotlight and later American Free Press.
Oh, so yes.
These are good, solid people who know what's going on, and I'm always glad to provide them any support I can.
When you shake their hand and make a deal's done.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. No question about that, and I hope people will lend their support to these truckers, you know, because, you know, hey, look, they're the guys and gals that transport the goods we need. So
if somebody could bookmark that site about Israel wanting that $900,000 of diesel fuel, that'd show that they have a big comment section here on the website. There's 563 comments on there, and it's blossoming. But anyway, stock up what you can, and I'm glad that you're babysitting with some animals there, Mike. Sounds like you're having a good time.
I'm having a good time.
And you have a good evening there, Mr.
All right,
thank
Chris.
You very much
thanks,
for your
thanks for your call. All right, well, we are going from Tennessee to Texas. We have Roy in Texas first up. Roy, come on up.
Yes, thanks, Mike, and shalom.
How you doing? Shalom to you, too.
Doing well. Wanted to talk about a terrorist attack you might not have heard about in the news in Israel. I know this is always a big concern, and this is actually a little different. This was in the Jerusalem Post. It was called Anti-Missionary Suspected in Attack. It's about Christians being attacked, subject to a terrorist bombing by Jewish extremists. Somehow the media missed this story. I don't know how, but I'll just briefly read it. It's not too long, if you'll indulge
yeah,
me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Police are investigating the sending of a package which exploded in the home of a Christian pastor in Ariel and are leaning toward the theory that a Jewish anti-missionary was behind the attack, the preacher told the Jerusalem Post on Sunday. David Ortiz's son, and this is an American David Ortiz, his son, 16-year-old son Ami, sustained serious injuries in the blast after opening a package which was made to look like a Purim gift. The police, as far as I understand, do not suspect Palestinian terrorism. They suspect a Jewish anti-missionary motive, Ortiz told the Post by phone from his Ariel home minutes after returning from the hospital. At the start of the investigation, they went in the direction of Palestinian terrorism. Now they're going in the other direction. Judea and Samaria Police Department, I can't pronounce the guy's name, police spokesman, said he could not comment on the investigation. Ami's life was no longer in danger. His neck had an 8-inch gash, like somebody had slit his throat. He had a ruptured lung, and doctors had to operate on his tongue. He had second-degree burns to his chest, arms, and there is no flesh on his thighs, Ortiz said, adding that doctors were forced to amputate two toes. They're trying to continue to make sure that he won't lose his arms and legs. Ortiz described the moments after the explosion. I'll skip that paragraph, and he said, just to go on, he said, Ortiz described a long history of tensions with the anti-missionary activists in Ariel, which included flyers and a petition calling for the family to leave the city. My neighbor said he had been told by religious Jews that if they were the only ones living in this building, they would have bombed it, Ortiz said. When we first came to this town, the rabbi visited us and told me I was not allowed to talk about Yeshua, Jesus, outside of my apartment, and I told him, as far as I know, this is not a crime in this country. They put posters all over town warning residents to keep away from us and calling for us to be excommunicated, and there was a demonstration in front of our house. If all my neighbors had signed the petition calling on us to leave, I would have left by law, but some of my neighbors refused to sign, he added. And anyway, it goes on from there, but somehow we hear about almost every terrorist attack that takes an Israeli life here. Somehow a terrorist attack that took the life of an American got overlooked in the media. So,
you know, that's I'm glad you made that point, because, you know, that's absolutely correct. I mean, if there had been a Muslim attack on Christian missionaries, that would have made national news in the United States. Or if there had been a Muslim or even a Christian attack on Jews in Israel, that would have made front pages in all the major newspapers. It might have even made the national news. But only in Israel is a story like this reported. Now, you know what's interesting about that is I have an extensive file on my computer of just those kind of attacks that have taken place in Palestine since 1948. And, you know, I would just love to force some of these so-called Christian fundamentalist supporters of Israel, I'd just love to make them sit down and read the accounts of and see the pictures of so many of their Christian brothers and sisters who have been butchered and maimed by Jewish Israelis precisely because of the reason that these people were Christian missionaries in Palestine. It's a real horrible story. And yet, you know, we don't hear about that. So I'm glad you called that in, Chris. That's very, very interesting. Roy, that's an interesting story. And like I say, it's only one of many that we've never heard about in the mass media in this country.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I could share it with you. I just wish there were more evangelical listeners, Christians, listening to your show. But,
They need to see some of the pictures of their fellow Christians that have been brutalized. They need to see pictures of Christian churches that have been vandalized and bombed over in Israel. Maybe they might figure something out. I wouldn't hold too much out on that, but let us pray.
Well, with regard to the churches, if I can be real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know this from a friend who actually lived in Israel. He said there was a church that was used as a polling place for an election, and the Israelis would spit on the steps and they complained in the local newspaper afterwards that they had to go visit a church to vote, and they would spit on the church, and they were trying to desecrate it regularly.
Now, isn't that amazing? This was just the church. It was being used as a polling place.
Correct.
Well, what can I say? All right, Roy, I thank you for your call.
Take care.
All righty. Well, we're floating around down there in Texas. And I think I hear Jim from Texas coming aboard with us. Do I hear Jim from Texas?
Yeah, you're going to hear me, Mike, like it or not. I'm not altogether surprised by this Jewish Christian there that received the package bomb or letter bomb or whatever it was he got. He should have been suspicious when the package was shaped like Haman's ears, which is what they celebrate in Purim. You know, they make little dough goodies that shape like a human ear, and they eat it to celebrate slaughtering 75,000 Persians, okay?
I mean,
this,
you know,
is
that
the
is,
kind of people
that is
we're
grotesque.
Dealing with.
That is just absolutely grotesque. I mean, can you imagine, Jim, let's put it this way. Can you imagine if Palestinian Muslims celebrated the slaughter of Jews by baking little cookies in the shapes of a human ear representing one of their Jewish victims? That would be, again, that would be the kind of thing, every time we opened up Time or Newsweek or U.S. News or World Report, every time Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League opened his mouth, we would hear about those little cookies, those little pastries. But
they
here,
would say, Mike, they would say that these people are lower than Papua New Guinea, where they celebrated eating each other, okay? This would be worse. The way they talk about things, this would be worse. Now, to get back to the racist thing you started it off with, okay, we have the entire mainstream media, every cable network, all the newspapers, around 2,000 of the major newspapers, and everybody else, talking about the worst thing you can be called is a racist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's worse than being a child molester or a mass serial killer or anything else. The worst thing you can be called is a racist, but we have the federal government giving money to a organization called La Raza, which means the race, and their motto is, for the race, everything, for everybody else, nothing.
That's absolutely right. You see, again, this hypocrisy that we see here in this country, you know, over racial issues, it's always this one-sided approach. And, of course, as we were talking about earlier with Bob from D.C., it is the white middle class that's in the vice. And the vice is constantly being tightened. And the people who are operating that vice are the people who control the mass media in this country. They're the people who dominate the debate on the question of race and racism, and they decide who is right and who is wrong, who's a quote-unquote racist and who isn't, and what the correct parameters are about the discussion of race.
But, Mike, this would be like the mainstream media in hundreds of articles and different television spots telling us that Mark Glenn is a devotee and he has a shrine in his home of Margaret Sanger, okay? It doesn't make any sense, but people swallow it, and I don't understand why.
Well, you know, this is the sad part of it all. You know, just as I was talking about earlier, these friends of mine that I was talking to over the past weekend, these are the people, you know, who were conditioned when they heard the name David Duke to automatically respond in a negative fashion, even though they were saying things that could have come right from the pen of David Duke. Now, figure the psychology there, Jim. Again, it does come down to this conditioning by the media. It's just absolutely incredible.
I have no problem at all with it, Mike, because I can just picture our friend Mark in his hideaway in northern Idaho with a gigantic picture of Margaret Sanger on his wall, okay? This is how much sense it makes to me. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, you see, that's the whole problem. You know, I don't know why I continue to be amazed at the ignorance of our people. And I'm talking not just our people as in white people, but really even black people and all people of all colors whose minds are so constantly damaged and twisted by the controlled media in this country. And of course we know what the agenda behind that controlled media is.
But
and this has been something, you know, over the past couple days, I've been doing some research into some international writings about the Rothschild family and international Jewish finance, and invariably, all of the commentators, whether they're Germans, Austrians, Hungarians, Frenchmen, you name it, all of them consistently pinpointed the role of the Jewish power over the mass media in those various countries at various times throughout history. This has not just been a problem that we've faced here in the United States in the modern era with the rise of these major broadcasting companies. This has been a problem that has faced all of the peoples of the West for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Right, Mike. It goes back to what you were talking about Louis Farrakhan to start with, okay? I have more respect for Louis Farrakhan and Barack Obama's preacher and Huey Newton and anybody else you could bring up out of the past. I have more respect for them than I do the brain-dead American lemming that sits there and accepts everything they're told on the TV without any thought of, you know, maybe I ought to look into this and see if this is actually true or not. I have more respect, bow tie or not, for Farrakhan and his boys. I have more respect for them than I do for 100% of the American politicians. At least they say what they think.
It's interesting, Jim. A few years ago, I was reading a biography of Elijah Muhammad, the founder of the Nation of Islam, and in that it reports that there were FBI... The FBI was tapping Elijah Muhammad's phone, and also, you know, they were wiretapping his home and his home telephone, obviously his office phones and so forth. And
at whose behest, Mike? Whose behest?
Well, this is what's interesting, because in the course of one of the conversations that was picked up between Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X, Malcolm X pointed out that one of the primary organizations that they knew to be wiretapping them and monitoring their activities was the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith.
Mike, I'm shocked.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, in that regard, I'll repeat a story right here in the air that I have told before, and it certainly fits into this context.
Please, not the Jewish psychiatrist with his
body training. No, not the Jewish psychiatrist story, but You know, Dick Gregory, the comic, very, very outspoken
guy. And he was from St. Louis, my hometown.
I didn't realize that. Well,
yeah,
he was. I've had the pleasure of meeting Dick Gregory a couple times. In fact, he once spoke at a Liberty Lobby conference. Well, back in the 1970s, after the Freedom of Information Act made it possible for people to get their FBI files, Dick Gregory found out that a lot of times when Dick Gregory was being spied upon and the files were being kept about him by the FBI, the actual spying that was done on Dick Gregory was being done by people from the ADL, and they were turning it over to the FBI. Very telling indeed. All right, Jim, we got to go here. We're going to the break. We can probably squeeze in one more caller when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping up the hour here. We've got one more caller we can squeeze in. I'm going to turn the microphone over to Joe from Pennsylvania. Joe, come on up.
Hi, Michael. It's been a long time since I called.
It has been. Glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something. Two things real quick. First, Ynet News, I believe it's a Jewish website, if I'm correct, has an article up about Obama's advisor, and they claim that he accused U.S. Jews of hindering peace in against U.S. interests, I guess. He slammed...
Do you know who the name of this advisor is?
General Merrill Tony McPeak.
Oh, that's very, very interesting. Here's another one of our military men standing up and saying that the Zionist power interests are acting in opposition to American interests. Very, very interesting. I didn't know this.
Right, and I just find it funny that they're accusing him of bias when they themselves are extremely biased in their support of Israel.
Well, that's this double standard that we
right.
always see. I mean, but we are told to support our troops, and here's one of the leaders of our troops telling us who is responsible for much of the troubles we have in foreign policy today. I wish all of these people that support the war in Iraq and support the war against Iran would start listening to these military men who obviously know what's going on in this country.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. And also, I wanted to mention this. Hugo Chavez says he's wary of John McCain because he says that John McCain is a man of war. And I noticed in an Associated Press article that they were saying all this stuff about Hugo Chavez and how he is attacking John McCain. And they say in there that he's against McCain because of all this warmongering. Well, that's true. But then they go on to just highlight how Chavez called Bush the devil. And there was no need for it, but they're just trying to shoot Chavez down as they always do. And I just find it humorous that the media still focuses on that one quote by Chavez, you know, to shoot him down, even though he's right. I mean,
what's interesting is what the mass media does not tell us about Chavez. You know, they tell us he's a bad guy. They tell us he's a troublemaker. They tell us he's dangerous. But at the same time, in the publications of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and in Jewish newspapers across America, they tell us the real reason why the mass media does not like Hugo Chavez, and that is because Hugo Chavez has been a critic of Israel. Hugo Chavez has accused Jewish interests in art in Venezuela of plotting against him in concert with Israel's Mossad. This is the real reason why they don't like Hugo Chavez. He is considered, quote-unquote, an anti-Semite. But, of course, they don't tell the American people that in any broad sense, because most Americans, if they heard that, would say, an anti-what? But they take a different approach and say, oh, Hugo Chavez is, quote-unquote, anti-American. No, Hugo Chavez isn't anti-American. He's anti-control of the U.S. government by people who are anti-American.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, thanks for bringing that information about General McPeak. This guy Obama is looking better and better all the time, I'm telling you. All right, Joe, good to hear from you.
Thank you, Pat.
Stay in touch. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping it up. I thought that was a pretty good show tonight. A lot of interesting input from a lot of interesting callers, nice people that listen to this network. We'll see you here tomorrow night, folks, God willing. Stay tuned for more good programming here at republicbroadcasting.org. Once